and
F.
Awesome!
Podcast.
Hey man, you wanna play some video games?
Scott!
Bob! Let's go!
On your mark, get set, terrible.
And we're back. Back in the New York groove.
That was awful. That was just awful.
Back in the New York groove.
As we're back. We have our hiatuses because I was very busy at work for the last 2 weeks.
That was not a hiatus, though.
Well, it was a 2 week break because we had some competition.
That's okay.
Not competition when it comes to competition on the airwaves, but real life competition.
Bob beat up 8 6-year-olds.
It was a real tough go, too.
Yeah.
Some of them really wanted it.
Right? Like people that are like, oh, could you fight off 106-year-olds? And you're like, oh, I'd get through 20 or 30. No, I don't think you would.
It's harder than you would think. Right? Like, if we're talking just like toddlers, but six, they can walk, they can talk.
Right?
They can have rudimentary plans.
They're biting. Their parents probably haven't clipped their fingernails in a bit. You're fucked.
It was awful. It was fun, but it was awful.
It was fun and awful. Yeah. So, yeah, welcome again to another episode of the BNS Awesome Podcast. I'm Scott.
I'm Rick Moranis, as long as there are no follow-up questions.
Honey, I shrunk the kids. That's a deep cut. That's an old movie, Bob.
You know, it's really depressing when you stop and think about it.
Well, Rick Moranis quit acting due to his wife, correct?
I thought it was due to it needing to deal with his kids because of his wife, yeah, but we're splitting hairs here.
His wife was dying of cancer, I believe.
Oh, it was something awful like that?
It was terrible, and then he's like, nope, I'm done acting. And he was so good. Like, honestly, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Spaceballs. Ghostbusters.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 2.
Was he in a Canadian movie about some kind of, like, beer product?
Strange.
I thought there was, like, a show. I never heard of it.
Strange. I don't know. Maybe it's a weird brew.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a strange brew.
That doesn't sound right to me.
That doesn't sound right at all. No.
You want to talk about old movies that kids should watch? Like when the dog in that movie.
Right?
That never happens anymore.
No, never. Oh.
We wrote ourselves into a corner. Let's just have the dog do it.
Get the dog to do it. When in doubt, get the dog.
They just don't make movies like they used to, which is sad in ways.
Well, me and Bob we've hung out pretty much all day. But we were talking about...
In Alberta.
In Alberta, shout out to our Alberta
the best province we don't live in. The province we live in is the best province we live in.
Yes.
The best province we don't live in is Alberta.
Alberta. So thank you, Alberta, for staying classy.
It's good weather over there today, too.
It was. It was much better.
Except on the way back, all that wind.
Yeah.
Either it's going good or it's going bad, depending on what direction you go.
Oh, it was... That sucked. But...
I was like, my God, we're just flying along. No
Bob's
gas.
Like, we're making record time here.
You gotta turn around and you're like, oh, I understand.
That's why. But no, we were talking about King of the Hill and how they, like, realistically, they'll never make a, like, they're gonna reboot it. So has been said. But it's never gonna be the same as the King of the Hill, like, we've watched.
No, it can't be.
No. I've been going back through all the King of the Hills. And I know Bob says it's not in its original format, so it's a piece of shit.
I said, if you're going to watch it, you should watch it in the original aspect. I hate having things cut off.
Like, I agree.
I hate all of it. You should be watching the full presentation. Fuck the 3 to 4 ass. It's a nightmare.
I agree.
Simpson jokes, visual jokes, don't even make sense on there. That label, where you have like the Duff Dry, Duff Light, Duff Extra, all coming out. You can't even see. They're all coming out of the same tube. It's madness.
I didn't know that.
They cut it off so much, you can't see like 30% of what's going on. Disney, are you listening?
Obviously, they're listening, Bob. They made a new Mermaid movie.
Disney, are you listening? Dude, have you heard the investor calls going on? It's going bad. Like, the investors are really upset with JPEG and Iger and everybody else. If your name is Bob, it's a bad time. If I was to work for Disney... People would be chasing me with torches. I would have done nothing to it. Like, it's a Bob. Get him. Get him.
All ogres. All ogres should be named Bob. They're like onions.
They have layers.
They have layers. People need to understand that there's layers to ogres.
Also, this is just
and
another...
pitchforks kill ogres.
This is another rant getting out there. like, I have to check. Puss in Boots is still DreamWorks, right? Like, they didn't change over to Illumination. Because you've had all these people talking about how good Illumination is, the Super Mario movie.
Yeah.
And they keep lumping Puss in Boots in with Illumination. I was like, I'm like 90% sure it's still DreamWorks.
Yeah. Is it not?
Oh, that was my understanding.
Okay. Well, whatever. Did you see the new Mario movie?
Not yet, but it's on my list of things I want to do.
I know. Bob's got a big list.
Unfortunately, somebody's going to Hancho, Mexico.
Ay, ay, ay. Adios, condiosos. Mi amigo?
And his dog, the Mexican Chihuahua, will be staying in Canada.
That's right. My little Zeusy boy. Yes, that's right, folks. If you didn't know, I have a little Zeusy dog. And my wife picked the dog. I picked the name. That was my only say in that.
Hey, Zeus.
Hey, Zeus. Yep, that's right. So, yeah, go to Mexico for a week. I'm excited for that. Relax on some nice sunny beaches. And
I hear there's sharks in the water.
Yeah, perfect. Sounds great. I'm swimming at the pools. I don't need sand between my... I could just sit on the beach and drink. They have... Where I'm going, they have $25 massages on the beach. So...
I'm just going to throw it there. I don't normally get massages. Is that a good price or a bad price?
That's an amazing price. So the resort wants...
Scott, before you get into this, are you being paid by the resort to tell what you're going to tell me?
No, because the resort's a ripoff. The resort's charging $680 for a couple's massage, a 30-minute couple's massage. It's $25 on the beach for an hour massage.
I don't even know what to say to that.
25, but like that's great. I'm happy. Man, I'll give him a $10 tip on top of that. That's awesome. I'm excited. I'm excited to get massages on the beach every day. That's all my spending money. All my spending money is just to go to the beach and get a massage.
Get a large, muscular man named Jesus to come massage
you. I don't care. So, hey, sometimes you need a man to do only what a man can do. Got to get in there nice.
Are you, like, pitching that to the U.S. Armed Forces? That's going to be a new slogan. Sometimes you need a man to do only what a man can do.
Whoa, Bob. Bob, we're not allowed to talk like that.
It was a joke!
show me on the doll where I hurt your feelings. Sorry.
You know, somebody came up to me and once said, you know, you're a fat lummox. And I looked at them and I said...
Why, thank you.
Yeah, pretty much. What was I going to say? No?
Yeah. Anyways, I did task Bob with watching a movie, but it has gone to his list of things to do.
It's a big list. I'm not one of them fancy 3D printing, Canon printing, owning, Mexican candy skull plant growing, Weeboo figure owning, clock wearing, picture guy kind of man.
That's right. I do have.
I'm kind of describing the office we're in as I'm looking around the room.
Figure out how many plants I got in here. One.
I'm pulling the Kaiser Soze. I'm kind of limping right now. I'll stop in a second.
7, 8, 9. I have 10 plants in this room.
Your office / recording room is pretty ballin'. There's also a safe that it's always locked and it's okay because there's nothing in it.
There's a few things in it.
Not to be that guy, but
there's 10 boomsticks in there.
When we're comparing our boomsticks, I gotta say, I think objectively.
Subjectively.
But there's a larger. The worst thing is, the one time we went to the shooting range in Alberta, I brought all my slow, hard hitting mid range because I figured they'd be the easiest for our other friend. And then everybody else brings their, oh, you need to go, what's the foot per second to set off Tannerite?
Oh,
everything I brought was like a 4570, all this stuff. It's not going anywhere fast enough.
No.
I was like, because he's like, oh, just bring a selection of guns. I was like, oh, I'll bring three guns. Like, simple cowboy action.
I think I brought three or four guns too.
But I just brought the simple, easy to shoot stuff for the guy. And everyone else is bringing, oh, I'm bringing my, what was he?
Like 900.
300 Win Mag Nitro.
Yeah. That thing will go through a giraffe at 700 feet per second.
Like, I have a 300 Win Mag. It's just I never use it. I got a 338 Win Mag. But like,
what the hell do you need it for?
We're going shooting. We're not trying to break a guy's shoulder.
Yeah. No, I agree. That was a really fun day. They loaded up. Remember that last thing?
Yeah, when they put all the scrap on top of it. It went like 60 meters in the air.
Oh, so the very last shot of the day was between me and another guy. And we were racing to see who could shoot it. And we both, I think we shot about three times each. And then I grabbed a bullet. I threw it in, sent it. It hit, it exploded, and as I was getting up, I blew out my knee.
Yeah, that was fairly accurate. I was there to watch.
And then everybody was like, what happened to you? And I'm laying on the ground being like, ow! But
I and that's when the Hutterites came at us.
And that's when the Hutterites came out and drank our beer. It was still a fun time. If you don't know what a Hutterite is, it's kind of like an Amish. I
think only good... sexier.
Yeah, they're because they're from Canada. They're foreign.
Exotic.
Exotic.
They're good stuff.
They are. They really are fun people.
Hardworking farming folks.
Yeah. So I tasked Bob with watching Bullet Train, and he never got to it. I, on the other hand, watched it twice.
I guess we're going to talk about Bullet Train.
No, that's okay.
No, let's talk about it. Let's
no,
talk
I'm going to wait. We're gonna
I
wait.
Know details. I can sit here and throw it back at you and ask you some questions. Like here. I had a guy come up to me and say, I love Bullet Train. I love it how the Bullet Train, you know, when it's going through Tokyo. And I said, yeah. I was like, yeah, like, the Bullet Train goes to Tokyo. He's like, oh, yeah, the Bullet Train. I was like, the Bullet Train goes like 300 kilometers an hour. It's not going through Tokyo. It's leaving Tokyo to go somewhere else in the countryside.
I know. I don't know. It's.
I was like, all right, everybody here, who has been on the Shinkansen? And I raised my hand, and nobody else did.
Not one other person. It's I just enjoy the plot of the movie.
It's a comedy, as I understand it.
Kind of a dark comedy, for sure.
So it's like the one with Liam Neeson.
Kind of, but like it just has subtle nuances. Like they change, like the plot of this, like the very beginning of it is that this guy ditches this contract, doesn't want to do it, so they get Brad Pitt to do it. And Brad Pitt's kind of been out of the loop for a while and because he's got really bad luck. So they call him Ladybug because of how bad luck. And he just has to go on the train, grab a suitcase, leave the train. And then hijinks ensues.
There's a reason that the other guy didn't want to take the contract is what you're telling me.
Yes, 100%.
So there's some fine print they didn't explain to him when he took the
job. A little bit, right? But I just, it's a lot like, so my, I don't know if I've talked about it, but like my very favorite movie, if I could go back and watch it again and not know what happens, is Lucky Number 11.
I thought he was going to say Memento.
Memento. Oh my God, it's happening again and again. Rick, you come back once a week and you ask me the same fucking questions. I'm tired of it. Memento is not bad, but Lucky Number 11.
The best review of Memento the movie has ever got. Memento's not bad, but...
But... Lucky Number 11 is just one of those movies that when you get to the end and then you finally figure out what the fuck's happening in it.
What's up with Lucky Number 11?
Have you never seen it?
I thought it was Lucky Number 7.
No, it's not Lucky Number 11.
11?
Yeah, the guy's name is Slevin Clevra.
What happened? We'll talk about that after. Go on with this Bullet Train.
So, yeah, it just has like a really good plot. I don't know. You're looking left when you should be looking right, and then things happen.
Oh, so it's like the usual suspects.
Yeah, the usual suspects. I don't know. I just really enjoyed it. Great cast. Like, the cast is phenomenal.
Boo!
Brad Pitt.
Boo!
Ryan Reynolds.
Boo!
That's a way less boo, because he's like Canada's hottest man.
He's not Canada's hottest man.
Who is then? Don McLean? Say it. Say it.
Don Cherry.
Don Cherry.
He's handsome in an unconventional way.
If you're into that. It has Aaron Tyler. I can't remember his last name. Kick-Ass, too. He's in it.
Oh, so it's got everybody.
Everybody and their dog. He plays Orange, and then... there's an African-American fella, I can't remember his name, but he plays Tangerine, and they're like, everybody thinks that they're twins, and they're Orange and Tangerine. I love it. It's, honestly, I think it was my movie of the year last year. It just had so much going for it.
It was a 2022 movie?
I believe so. I'm pretty sure. Give me half a second here, I'll double check. Bullet Train. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, it was 2022. And had Michael Shan in it. Bad Bunny, David Leitch, Aaron Tyler Johnson. That's what it is. Turn that off. But yeah, it was just so well done.
Run me through it. What'd you like about it? Handsome?
I liked the pacing of it. And so Brad Pitt's character, like, he doesn't want to have a gun because he thinks that people are going to die and stuff. And, like, he says that he's super unlucky, but he's, like, really, like, ultra lucky. It just hits the right notes for me. And people are like, I don't know what he even has on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't really trust Rotten Tomatoes. Their critic and audience scores are usually fairly accurate, but they're, you know, that's so the thing.
The reviews on it are a 3.9. That's just, like, on Google. Which, and it has lots of, like, negative reviews, it looks like.
Well, lots of good movies have negative reviews to a degree.
It just, it's my kind of movie. It was exactly what I wanted it to be. I thought it was going to be one thing, and then as soon as it started, I was like, oh, this is what it is. And it hits all the notes for me. Like, it has action, it has comedy, it has some, like, sad shit. It's got some really, like, you're like, oh, wow, that was, like, I wasn't expecting that. It has mystery. Like, it hit all the notes for me. And some people might say that it's a little too, like back and forth and, like, all over the place.
What, disjointed?
Yeah, disjointed. But
have they ever seen Survive 5 Plus, these people making these complaints?
Never. It has hints of that in it, even. Like, there's a really...
It all comes together at the end.
Well, you know what's going to happen well before that. But, like, it's just, like, the sequence of events of getting to that point. And then you don't notice, like, small things. And then you're like, oh, wow, like, I wasn't expecting that. And then you're like, yeah, well, that's what happened. I don't want to give off the details.
That's what happened!
Because I really want you to watch it. I really love the movie.
Fine, we can do one more review, and we'll do our spoiler review. We still got it reduced for Godzilla vs. Kong, because that one got...
No, we did it.
No, we ended up not doing it. We wanted to do a full review after you'd actually seen it, and the same kind of thing happened.
Oh. It was good. Godzilla vs. Kong? Good. I enjoyed it. What did you think?
I thought he was a chimp, a wimp, and a simp.
Hey, daddy wants a sandwich.
Anywho, this bullet train, as I understand it, some sort of Shinkansen.
Yep.
That was your favorite movie of 2022.
I think so, yeah. I can't think of what else there was.
Nothing else?
That was the one that I watched that I was like, took in, like, it took my attention. Let's see. We'll check out 2022... movies. Okay, so we have Babylon, which is also another Brad Pitt movie. I tried to watch that, and it was so all over the place, I had no fucking clue what was happening.
Is that the one about, like, the actors?
Yes. I had no freaking clue what was happening. There's Top Gun Maverick, which is number one.
That would be my number one movie of the year.
Never watched it.
It was great. It was great. I love Miles Teller.
Tom Cruise is not for me.
What are you, some kind of Tom Cruise hater?
Maybe. Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio.
Turning Red was that year? Last year, too?
Turning Red was last year. Happening. The Batman.
There was good movies last year.
The Batman was really good. I really enjoyed it. But it was not my movie of the year. I just really enjoyed Bullet Train. And I'd seen Batman before Bullet Train. Fire of Love, Till, The Woman King, Prey.
Never saw it.
I've heard good things. The Northman.
Never saw it.
Heard good things. X. Is that another Jason fucking movie?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Let's see what else there is. Not seeing anything.
There's a lot of movies we didn't bother to see last year.
Yeah, the top 30 movies are nothing I would watch.
Maybe we're getting too old, Scott.
That's what I was just going to say. It kind of is shitty, but the top 30 movies of last year were something that I wasn't going to check out.
You know what made me laugh?
What's that?
is that occasionally, I think the last time I was in Japan, there's a bunch of like isekai series. And I was sitting there thinking like, oh, I'm an old man. I hate all these series. Nothing's as good as it used to be. New Gundam's awful. And then there's these guys, Trash Taster on YouTube.
Yeah.
And they were saying the same thing this year about how everything's bad and all the same. And it just made me laugh because like, you're just as old as I am, maybe older. Where everything's awful and wrong. And nothing's the way it should be. And this is how it's going to be till the end. I love it.
Literally, YouTube is the new old man porch. it's just a bunch of old men yelling
at clouds.
Yelling at people about how their stuff isn't as good as ours used to be.
Well, in all fairness, like, Gundam is just... Gundam's great. It's great. No, it's awful. It's awful.
But, like, even YouTube. YouTube has went to shit.
Yeah.
Back in my day... We didn't have commercials on YouTube.
That's a good point. That was the whole point of going to YouTube. That was
100% the point, because you didn't want to watch the fucking stupid commercials.
Like, I'm getting to the point where I might just bite the bullet and say,
Don't do it.
Take my money, YouTube.
You piece of garbage. I couldn't do it. I'm not doing it.
Well, I haven't done it yet. I just bought an Xbox Series X yesterday, I guess last week. I held out 3 years.
Then
they released Resident Evil 4 Remake.
And Bob bought that. And you said you haven't tried it yet. But you said
it's on my list of things to do.
You said you've been playing 4 and 5 on the Switch, you said?
Yeah, and it's really painful. Like, you gotta shoot with your thumb. Yeah, the way I had the... 4 wasn't bad, but 5, the controls, I gotta use that fucking thumb. Otherwise, like, the movement's all wrong for me.
Isn't 5 regarded as, like, the worst one?
No, you're thinking of 6.
6? That's the one in the village, right?
No, that you're thinking of 8.
No. In Africa, the African village.
Oh, you're thinking of 5.
Okay, I'm thinking of 5.
You know, how many Resident Evil games have happened in a village, Scott, when you consider that?
Okay, Bob,
have you ever played through 5?
You have seen probably all of my, like, the most amount of time I've ever put into Resident Evil. And that was here, when we played Resident Evil, down here, in Resident Evil outfits.
That's, you really need to get good. Resident Evil 5 is co-op. We should play.
I am not a Resident Evil person. I don't know. I have tried. A few times.
I'm shaking my head in disgust.
It's free on Game Pass.
I'm just shaking my head.
I think it's 7?
SMH. SMH.
Put like 16 minutes into it. I was like, I'm done. I can't do this stuff. There are certain games, as everybody knows, I'm a fucking filthy casual.
He said it, not me. I didn't say it. I like to point that. I didn't say nothing.
You didn't say it this time. But I am a filthy casual, and there are certain games that I am just not into. And Resident Evil is definitely one of those ones. I appreciate it as a franchise.
Well, here's the thing. Like, there's so many varied games. It's like, oh, here's an example. I'm just going to play the devil's advocate. I love Halo.
Yes.
I play Halo all the time. Yep. I love it. Playing through Halo Wars and completing the game is very difficult for me because I don't like being pushed to complete the objectives at the time they allow. If I'm playing an RTS, I like to do it at my own pace.
Yeah.
But Halo Wars is like, these objectives need to be completed now. You got to do it now. And it's like, this is on easy?
Oh, man. There's certain...
But here's the thing. It's a Halo game. So if I was to judge all of Halo based on Halo Wars, I'd say, oh, yeah. I played one Halo game. It was Halo Wars. I hate Halo. I haven't experienced. Have you tried every single variation of the Resident Evil games?
So I played 2 with you.
The remake.
I've played 5, which is on Game Pass.
All right.
And I've played 7, which is also on Game Pass.
You didn't like 7?
I'm just not into it.
Didn't like the first person?
There's just something about all of them that I'm just not.
What's the problem? Use your words, Scott! Use your words!
Read your heart!
Wow. Baby Ruth! Baby Ruth!
Sloth!
Use your words, not
Sloth love junk!
Don't use Sloth's words, use your words! You wanna get sued?
I don't get drawn into the story. I fall off. Every time I fall off a lot of games.
It's true.
I do, but...
You can't even play a racing game because he falls off. He can't follow the plot.
Those style games, I find that I fall off them a lot quicker. And the nice thing about Game Pass, and I've been saving money because I am one of those spontaneous people that'll like buy something and then play it for 10 minutes and be like, what the fuck did I do? I've 100% done that with a few games. Games that have captivated me are Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
That but just the one Assassin's Creed, none of the other ones.
They've held my interest, but not like really like got me. You know, like I wanted to complete that game.
So you're like when you go to sleep, you dream about Johnny Depp kind of thing. You're that kind of guy.
You will regret the day that you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
Except he's an assassin in this.
Yes, that's right.
I don't play much of the Assassin's Creed game. I think my description is 100% accurate. Johnny Depp, but an assassin.
But an assassin. And he's like, he kills Amber Heard's dog. Because he stepped on a bee.
Somebody pooped in my quarters. Threw the dog right overboard.
So, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, I love that game. That game was one of my favorites.
Is it about pirates?
It might be about pirates.
Never played it.
It might be about Johnny Depp being a pirate. Grand Theft Auto V, I think if you haven't played that game, play it. It's well done.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. I don't know if you've played it or not. Have you?
I'm not a fan of the switching between characters mechanic in the later,
it's
but
strange, but it does.
I completed the game.
Yeah.
It's no Red Dead Redemption.
It's definitely not. Red Dead Redemption, I never completed it, but I love the game. It is so well done. When we reviewed it, I said my issue with it is that I am too much of a shiny thing person, and I go to like different things.
You know the messed up thing about Grand Theft Auto V is it's still the number one game.
It's still
getting releases. It's how many years? It's been like 10 years now, it seems.
Oh, no, it's more than that. I was on Xbox. I was playing Xbox 360. That was the first time I beat it.
How old are we? What year is it?
GTA 5 came out in 2013. 10 years ago.
What did I say?
10 years. Yeah, you did say 10 years. Yeah. Never mind. Never mind. That was
it. It wasn't 10 years ago. It was 10 years ago.
It was 10 years and 3 weeks.
Do I have an accent?
I just, like, you're, like, yeah, I remember I had one child at that point.
And I had just bought my Jeep.
Right? It's still going strong, Bob. Good job. Bob, wait one second.
Thank you. I've driven my car for over a decade, and I still have very low mileage on it.
Very low. I checked it today. It was under 100,000. Good job, Bob.
Driving is hard.
Right? So yeah, no. That was another one. Crackdown 1, loved it. I know. Bob's looking at me all quizzically, like, really? Are you serious? Loved it. It was so good.
I think he's drunk.
Like, there are just certain games that catch me, and I'm like, man, I really am enjoying this. Right now, Blades and Banners, Bannerlord 2, it's on Game Pass. I have played the shit out of that in the last 3 months. Free game on Game Pass, thank God for Gamecast, because $20 a month is way cheaper than a game every 3 weeks for me.
A dollar, you say?
You can't do that anymore. They fixed it. Trust me, I wish.
They got rid of that?
They did. So yeah, no, I just, there's certain games that really catch me. But then there's games that, like, Rust is a perfect example. I hopped on Rust, played the shit out of it for about 2 months. Like, played the shit out of it. I haven't touched it in a year, probably a year and a bit now.
That's the game about oxidizers?
Yes. Yeah. Like, you know, like Fe is for iron.
Oh, because it's ferrous.
Yes, ferrous. Yeah. See?
See, we're all about the metallurgy.
I feel like I need to shoot myself right now for that joke. I don't condone suicide, but man, I feel stupid after saying Fe.
You know, we hang out with some people that are, I can never say it right, metallurgists.
Metallurgists.
Metallurgist. Metallurgist?
Metallurgically. Metallurgically.
You know, metals, you know, like they different alloys.
The study of the periodic table doing with solid metals.
Yeah, like that, except screw argon and all those gases and the noble gases.
Nobody wants argon.
You know what's weird?
What?
is that gold can be a liquid. That bothers me in ways that I will never be able to express. How can a metal be a... It's not because it's hot. It's because it's suspended in a liquid solution.
1 second. Welcome. What? What's that? What's that? This is just coming in? Welcome to the BNS Metallurgical Podcast.
Gold being a liquid is bullshit.
It keeps him up at night, folks.
It really does. It bothers me.
He has like a periodic table and he just stares at it on his roof. Most people have like, I don't know.
Sexy women.
Yeah.
Sexy men.
Betty White on their roof. But they're just staring at it like, yeah. I like your...
Also, plasma bothers me.
Plasma?
Just like as an element.
Like human plasma?
No, like the one that's a theoretical element.
Oh.
That one.
Like a plasma rifle.
In the 40-watt range.
Pew!
That's another thing. I know we're on a huge tangent, but you know what else bothers me?
Is that tell me what really grinds your gears, Bob.
Is that watts and watt hours are the same thing. Well, they never advertise that.
I feel like it's a scam. They're just trying to, they're like, oh, this is this many watts, but this one's the same, but it's watt hours.
Well, it is to a degree. If you're something that's like 100 watts, it will take 100 watts in an hour. If you don't run it for an hour, it's not going to take 100 watts.
I think you're onto something. That's like, I have had an argument with somebody. This is how...
Quit telling people about our personal arguments.
No, this is how stupid some people are.
Quit telling people about our arguments.
I said, okay, if I'm traveling 100 kilometers an hour.
Okay.
How long does it take me to go 100 kilometers? And they were like, man, it's got to be over an hour. And I was like, no. I was like, you're going 100 kilometers per hour. So you will go 100 kilometers in that hour. And they're like, nope, that only works with miles. Miles an hour.
What?
I was like, what the fuck is wrong with... They have a full-on argument to the point where I had to say, okay, you're right, because I was going to have a fucking aneurysm.
Okay, in this...
That's what grinds my gears.
In this hypothetical situation, at the start of your trip, you're already doing 100?
Yes, you're doing 100.
And there's no curves to slow down. There's no animals
straight,
on the road.
Straight.
No traffic.
You're going straight.
There's no weird variation between
nothing.
Your tires aren't a higher or lower size than what your speed speedometer indicates.
Everything's good. Everything is identical.
I would ballpark it. You could probably go in that hour 100 kilometers.
Yes.
Ballpark it. I'm not going to...
You're 56 minutes. You're way fucking faster.
He's going to ballpark it. It's an art, not a science. Just like my job, it's an art, not a science. An art, not a trade.
Not a trade. So yeah, that's the kind of arguments I've had.
I'm an ice cream manufacturer.
I work in dairy. Dairy products.
I work in the town of Derry.
Yeah.
I frame houses in the town of Derry.
Of Derry. He's the dairy farmer. But yes, so... Anyways, that
getting
was...
Get away from our insane tangents, because
tangent.
Sometimes things just bother us. Especially when you get to our age, it's only going to get worse.
We're just old men.
It's only going to get worse.
You know, we're going to start talking about tube socks next. We're going to be like, man, I can't find a good tube sock anymore.
You know, actually talking about... you know,
now that you've mentioned it...
I feel I must point out that as a brand... Cat seems to be launching a clothing brand more than they're putting innovation into their actual industrial products.
Okay. You knew this is what gets me.
This is a tangent. We're coming on here. This is because like I've been looking. Costco's got nothing but cat all their everything's a cat sale. Oh, you know what they just came out with? They came out with cat power tools that got to Costco
okay,
now.
So to tell people why we're on this tangent. Me and Bob run equipment, or Bob works on equipment.
I don't do anything. In fact, there's no evidence I even work in a place.
But a lot of it is Caterpillar
yes.
equipment. So we were walking in the mall in Lethbridge, Alberta.
You're right.
And there's like, I can't remember. It's like some hipster store or whatever. And they have a whole wall and it's Carhartt and cat stuff.
I know, right?
And I was like, these kids are wearing these toques, and they roll them up so it's over their ears. It looks stupid. It looks completely stupid. And And you're like, do you even know what you're wearing?
I don't think they do. But here's the thing. Here's my next question. Is Kat, like, starting to sell their brand because of slowdowns in industry? Because I noticed now they're making power tools. They're making Kat power tools you can buy. Before, there was Kat hand tools for the longest time, which were just rebranded Snap-on, essentially. But they're good tools. I have some Kat tools. Yeah. But these are Kat power tools now. And like I say, I've seen Kat clothing explode. Like, occasionally you'd say, I'm wearing a Kat hat right now, but...
But do you think it's because of, like, some rich kid was like, oh, this is kind of, like... It's like Carhartt. Carhartt exploded because there was a bunch of, like, rich kids that were like, oh, this, like, makes me look cool almost, I think.
Well, here's my question to that.
I think that's what happened.
Here's my question. That's what we're led to believe happened. But let's just take the cynical view for a moment. What if they were just getting people to wear Carhartt so people would wear Carhartt as part of, like, of a marketing campaign? Like, hey, you want to wear this brand? Hey, you want to represent this? Say, hey, look at it from the dollar perspective. So now if they're pushing these industrial brands towards being fashion brands to make sales.
True enough. That's true.
Like, if they're putting them up, that's because people are buying them. People are buying them. They're buying them because that's the next problem with that. Like, Carhartt pants on sale, 70 to like 110 bucks, depending on what you get. I've noticed one pair I was looking at, it wasn't even like industrial pants. Like, my industrial pants, an early bar, I got the wrench holders, hammer holders on the side. These were just regular Carhartt jeans. They weren't on sale. I wanted like 100 bucks for them. They weren't thick canvas. There was like no industrial application to them.
Shit.
They were just like pants.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's buying these? But someone was buying them because they're in stock.
100%. 100%. It's crazy.
Bro. I will say, I can't get about them at Mark's. I had to buy them on the internet. I hate wearing shorts because I look like a doofus in shorts. I really do.
I've seen them in shorts, people.
It's awful. But I got these Carhartt work shorts that are way past the knee. I can wear those and look slightly less like a doofus. I don't not look like a doofus, but it's not as bad. It's
slightly better.
It's like, hey, look, he's wearing a shirt and pants. Oh, look at that. It just falls apart past the knee. But
out of all people, I think I probably, next to your parents, I've seen you in shorts more than anybody else we associate with.
Yeah, I don't normally wear them.
That's a factual statement. Like,
it's like it's 40 degrees out and he's wearing pants.
Yeah. No. So
I burn very easily.
We are of the burning sort, that's for sure. We're going to, like I said, Mexico, and I got the SPF 50. I'm not burning.
He says that, but he'll burn.
I'll burn 100%. I'll have too many beer by the pool, and there's Scott. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry.
He could reapply like every 5 minutes. He's still gonna burn. Still gonna burn.
I have went to Mexico like 3 weeks beforehand, tanned, went to the tanning beds every day to like build up my tan, had an okay tan, burnt to a crisp, peeled so bad I was bleeding.
I once went to Mexico at night and stayed there the night and I was still burned. I was gone before daylight and I was still burned.
Wait, were you at a bordello of blood perhaps?
No, this is Tijuana. No vampires there, as far as I know.
Isn't that where they filmed that Dusk Till Dawn movie?
Oh, that was just a movie.
Bob was on, and Bob went to the Dusk Till Dawn thing. He was like, I am vampire.
Hey, is that George Clooney?
Oh my God, Quentin Tarantino.
What the hell's going on in here?
Danny Trejo? Where the hell are you coming from?
Okay. Oh. Do you know that Danny Trejo's first film credit apparently is Runaway Train? That movie I did see, and it's great.
Really? Runaway Train?
Yeah, it's from the 70s.
Does he play a bad guy? He must.
He's got like a bit part in it.
Okay.
But here's the thing is, you know, the screenplay for Runaway Train was written by Akira Kurosawa. This movie is insane. The fact this movie exists is like crazy. It's like absolutely bonkers when you think about it.
We need to check this out.
How about this? How about we do this? Next one we do a train movie review.
Oh my God.
We do Bullet Train and we do Runaway Train.
We do the train episode. Everybody's been waiting for it.
We'll just do that. How about that? You heard it here now. We're going to do two train movies. A double feature. Two tracks.
One's going off the tracks. One's staying on the track. We don't know what to... It's a win or lose situation.
Yes. Then we can give them both a proper ghost rating. How about that? How about that?
You heard it here first, folks. We're doing it.
Runaway versus Bullet. Which is best? One written by Akira Kurosawa. One not written by Akira Kurosawa.
One written by...
One of them written by a Japanese man. One of them set written, in Japan.
Zach Olakowski.
I can't help but feel you pronounced that wrong.
I don't know. By Zach. Zach wrote this one, guys.
All right, we'll go with that. How about that, Scott?
Directed by David Leitch, too. How could it go wrong? So, there you go. Hot episode coming for you guys.
I'm quite excited. Let's within do this.
Within the next month. I think a monthly schedule. Then if we get together again, we can always put out two.
Our problem is, like I say, work's been a little hectic.
Yeah. Fuck.
I came back after I did my work out in the east, and I worked 10 of the 13 days.
East.
Not that far. Relatively to here, it was far, but I came back, and I'll say, I had 13 days, I worked 10 of them.
Ugh.
And that pretty much brings us up to now.
Yeah, that sucks. Anyways.
I had 3 days there. We could have done it, but I was like, let's do it. And then I was waiting for the call. Call never came.
So wait a second.
Wait 1 second. I was waiting for the call.
Bob was waiting for the call. Let's see what the text message said.
The text message said,
hey,
you bet.
I said, coming over on the days off, you bet. Okay. And I waited for him to come over.
Yeah, I was waiting for the call.
Come over one of the days. You bet.
I was waiting for you to tell me which day.
No, you just come over, Bob. I don't know.
I'm like Eminem.
Go crazy. Oh, my. Never mind. Eminem is like old now.
Yeah, too. I know. Like he's older than us, and we're old, which really tells you something.
Well, for the BNS Awesome podcast, hopefully we don't die of old age in between these.
It's a real possibility.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Bob.
See you next week.
Where's my newspaper?
Phyllis, get your fucking newspaper off my porch.